Cardinals and Rockies. Let's show you the Rocky Mountains, speaking of which. We'll take you to the bottom of the third, Charlie Blackmon at the plate.
Martinez delivers home, a hard hit, left center field gap. This is trouble. Fowler on the move, and so is Walters around the bases. He's going to be able to score, and Blackman's thinking three, and he is going to make it on the slide at third base. Triple number seven for Charlie Blackmon.
Well, this is where Cardinals could use a strikeout.
And he didn't get one. Line drive base hit to right on that short swing by Mark Reynolds. And the Rockies now lead 2-0. Jerko's ready, and the pitch grounded to the left side. Arenado to second for one. LeMahieu on to first. And they complete the double play. That's the third double play the Cardinals have hit into.
The pitch. Ground ball to the third baseman. The second out on to first base. Another double play ball. The pitch by Martinez, a high fly ball deep to right field. This is long gone. 3-0 Rockies. The 3-1 pitch and a home run hit way back into the seats in left field. Mark Reynolds puts two more up in the eighth inning.
10-0 Rockies is your final score. Antonio Sensatella improves to 7-1. He goes eight innings, allowing no runs on five hits. Carlos Martinez drops to 3-4. With a single in the second inning, Yadier Molina extends his hitting streak to 15 games. Mike Matheny and the Cardinals unable to figure out the Rockies on Friday as they lose 10-0. Here's what Matheny had to say.
You know, obviously there's a bit of, I don't know if it's deception or extra life that he has. He's using a lot of hard fastballs, pounded the strike zone and just swings that were just off, and every time we'd get something going, he was able to put enough of something different that would get him his ground ball. And what do we have? Four double plays. And, that counts for a lot of putting out fires. So just couldn't get too much going. Had one opportunity and couldn't capitalize.
What did you think about Carlos?
Carlos was good. Yeah, he was good. Taking a two-run game in this park in the eighth is a great job. And, guy at the top of their order is really hot. He's taking great swings, and he's creating damage even in situations where you think might not be that critical. A man on first base, he's able to hit a triple. It's going to, and this is a big park. It's going to score runs and solo homer. It was a big day that ended up costing us. He wouldn't say it, but what I was seeing is, one of the things about pitching here is sometimes getting a grip, and there is dry air here, and it just looked like, I don't think he had that real good feel for the ball. And there's, it's an art every time you go and you're pitching in a different place, just trying to find the little things you got to do to make yourself effective. And just one of those situations of trying to keep it close right there, even if it's a three-run game. That's within reach in this park. But unfortunately, they just kept adding on and made it look a lot uglier than what the game actually was.
Carlos did a lot of that adjusting to kind of what he had to work with. He kind of talked about it there. Many times he would go high velocity to get out of jail.
Yeah, I think he knew he had to do a little bit of everything. I thought the slider was exceptionally good today, and he was using it both sides, and he had a couple even backed up on him that worked out well. But the sinker was good for him too. Got a couple, the double plays worked for our advantage as well. I just thought that was more of what we've seen here recently from Carlos, which was very good.
The Rockies defense seemed to slow slow.
Double plays were, the big story. Even Arenado pulling that ball out of nowhere on Yadi's smash hit. That's top of the order. Having the first man on, and big things can happen after that. But they made plays and they had to.
Things resume on Saturday. Adam Wainwright takes the hill for the Cardinals. He'll square off against the Rockies' Kyle Freeland.